think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Begin in the Middle East this morning, where Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel to shore up the fragile ceasefire with Hamas after deadly clashes over the weekend. The Vice President's visit comes as the remains of another Israeli hostage were handed over by Hamas.
This is Vice President Vance's first time in Israel since taking office, and his mission is to make sure that his boss's peace plan, President Trump, doesn't get derailed in these early days after he claimed credit that we all saw in front of the world. He landed just in the past hour or so, and he will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sometime during his trip, and it is expected to last through Thursday. But yesterday, Netanyahu was vague about what they would actually talk about, Errol. He said a couple of things. He said, we'll talk about two things, the security challenges and the diplomatic opportunities, and that he said, we will overcome the challenges and seize the opportunities.
Well, that would be the idea. And that was, of course, earlier today as Vice President Vance made his trip to Israel. And the way it's being framed by the leftist media, it's funny. I'm going to give them credit for it. Vance was sent over there to babysit. Babysit Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. Hold his hand while they go through the next few processes. Have your fun with it if you want, but as long as we end up with full peace. The Qatari regime, by the way, is blaming Israel and the government of Netanyahu for ceasefire violations in Gaza, not the Hamas terrorists. The Sheikh of Qatar stated, Israeli violations of the ceasefire. We reiterate our condemnation of all Israeli violations and practices in Palestine. This is not a step closer to solving things. This is that crack in that very fragile peace plan. Vance is there trying to make sure we can hopefully hold it together. Trump has made it very clear to Benjamin Netanyahu, if they're not going to abide by this 20-point peace plan, and it's not going to be upheld, Bibi, do what you need to do. And I'm glad he's making it very clear. We're not going to back down. We've given you this opportunity. I suggest you take it. Hamas still is fighting for control inside Gaza against fellow Palestinians. Where are the rallies in the streets? Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Where are they out there hauling free Palestine from Hamas? You're not going to find them. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, here on October 21, 2025. Actually, the birth date of my second born. The first one was born October 19. Yeah, two years and 2 days apart. Good timing, right? And my wife and I had gotten married on October 12. So October 12, October 19, October 21. October is a big month for us, obviously. But I stress with you, there are 2 years between each of those dates. Just want to make that clear. With Larry Connors USA, I remind you, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you, because we go to great depths to pull out all kinds of information for you you might not see or pick up anywhere else. Not claiming we're smarter than anyone out there. But gathering this information is very time-consuming, and then trying to condense it where we can get everything in front of you. But you will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And reminding you, when we're on the air like right now, you can watch us. We are streaming video. Larry, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And if you miss any part of either live right now or the live stream, You can pull it up as a podcast, verbal and or audio, at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. We make sure we're available for you every way possible. Let me give you a preview of what's to come in our next hour. In our next hour, question being raised, CNN posted on their front page, what's going on with the shutdown? Quick answer, nothing. Yep, nada, nothing happening. There's some trembling and shaking going on and fist pounding and things of that nature and little snide remarks, but nothing really. But I've got a spokesman for the Conservative Partnership, and I want his view on the shutdown and who is really going to help or hurt in the end. That's coming up in our next hour. Later this hour, yesterday, as we told you while we were on the air, Amazon had a meltdown on some of their facilities when it came to their internet, and that in turn affected other websites crashing around the world. Why did that happen? I've got a guest coming up later in this hour to get into that. Not only why then, but what could happen next. That's later in this hour. And also, notice this. ICE raiding massage parlors. Why? That's still to come in this hour. In the meantime, of course, the New York City race are getting closer to electing Mondani to be the New York City mayor. And he was appearing on one network program, and he said, I have a message for President Trump.
I just want to speak directly to the president, which is that I will not be a mayor like Mayor Adams, who will call you to figure out how to stay out of jail. I won't be a disgraced governor like Andrew Cuomo, who will call you to ask how to win this election. I can do those things on my own. I will, however, be a mayor who is ready to speak at any time to lower the cost of living. That's the way that I'm going to lead this city. That's the partnership I want to build, not only with Washington, D.C., but anyone across this country. Mm-hmm. I think it's important because too often the focus on the needs of working class Americans, working class New Yorkers are put to the side as we talk more and more about the very kinds of corrupt politicians like Andrew Cuomo that delivered us into this kind of crisis.
And you know what? It is not so much political issues, but Mondani's background, he's not qualified when you get down. He's had no job. He served as an intern with his mother's business at one time, and then he got elected councilman. He's really had no J-O-B. And he's going to handle all the financial woes facing New York City. But beyond that, his association with known terrorists. Listen to this.
He is an imam who supported and praised an infamous radical Islamic terrorist leader. But New York City mayoral frontrunner Zohran Mamdani not only met with him, but is not renouncing him. Mamdani posted this photograph of him smiling and meeting with Imam Suhaj Wajaj during a campaign visit last week. But it turns out Wajaj has in the past praised radical Islamic terrorists who were later convicted of attacking New York City. He testified as a defense witness in the 1995 trial of the blind sheikh, Abdelrahman, and his terrorist cell. They were found guilty of the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center that killed six people and injured more than 1,000, and another plot to blow up New York City buildings and tunnels. Wahaj testified at the trial, quote, "We have met. I respect him. He is a well-known scholar. That is why I respect him. And he is bold as a strong preacher of Islam."
Yeah. And terror. So Mondani thought it was a good idea to have a photograph of him with this imam who was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center that killed six. What political campaign would want that to happen? Obama got featured with a terrorist at one point, part of the World Trade Center investigation, and they wanted it held back. Do not release that. And they told the photographer, you got that picture, you do not use it. And it was not released until after Obama got elected. But Mondami thinks, I can do whatever I want. This is the attitude of the guy who wants to run New York City. And he's already butting up to terrorists and making no bones about saying, oh, I respect him. That's what you're going to get in New York City if he's elected mayor. He also has said, and I'm not going to quote it exactly because I choose not to. He was asked about the New York City police, that they don't, not so sure that he should be the next mayor. And he said, I don't give a stuff about what they think. You can fill in the words. So he doesn't really care what the New York City Police Department thinks about him. Or ICE agents, to that extent. And ICE agents continue to carry out their work, like in Portland. We got an Oregon congresswoman who says, I have been to Portland. I've seen things. And it is not the wild chaos that everyone wants us to believe.
I disagree on his assessment of the situation. I was just in Portland a few days ago observing the ICE facility and the protests there, and it was nothing as what you just portrayed. I would challenge what you're posting here, because it is not like that on a general day.
Do you take issue with the video that we're showing?
I take issue with the cherry picking of that particular video. Now, when I was there, it was very peaceful. Mm-hmm. It was very calm. Yeah. And the thing is, here's what you have to remember. It's, we can agree on the what and disagree on the how.
Right, right. That is Congressman Janelle Bynum of Portland. You cherry picked. You showed where there was violence and chaos. You could have shot a picture of that cat in the tree, but you didn't do that. What kind of idiot are you? I rephrase that. I know what kind of idiot you are. Homeland Secretary Noem says, we continue to do the job.
Today marks 9 months since President Trump has been in office and since he began his work to restore American safety for our families that live here. What he has accomplished for the American people is nothing short of extraordinary. We appreciate what he has done to make us safe again, to secure our borders, and to make sure that he's protecting our people. Since January, the Department of Homeland Security has arrested over 480,000 criminal illegal aliens. 70% of those individuals have criminal charges against them or have been convicted of those criminal charges. Across the country, we're making communities safer so that families can thrive and they can prosper and they can enjoy the kind of freedom that this country was established to provide.
480,000 criminal illegal aliens. They're going after the worst of the worst, but sometimes they're grabbing up some others, so be it. They're here illegally. And I mentioned something earlier that maybe some of you said, what did he just say about massage parlors being raided? Well, ICE and other federal agents did carry out a series of raids on massage parlors, arresting and also saving.
Police have confirmed an FBI raid at a massage business.
Police busted a massage parlor in downtown Franklin.
West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force carried out search warrants at three massage parlors.
Nationwide operation involving hundreds of law enforcement agencies.
Federal authorities have just delivered one of the most significant human trafficking crackdowns of the year, a coordinated multi-state raid targeting a sprawling network of Chinese-run massage parlors operating under the radar of ordinary American life. In a single week of nonstop enforcement known as Operation Coast to Coast, more than 30 suspects were taken into custody, and over 60 victims were rescued from forced labor and sexual exploitation. The scope of the investigation stunned even veteran agents because of how far the network had spread, from Texas and California to New York, Missouri, and Oklahoma. For years, many assumed trafficking of this kind existed only on the fringes of big cities or near international borders. This week shattered that belief. The investigation revealed a transnational criminal structure hiding in plain sight, using ordinary storefronts and suburban strip malls to traffic women across the country while funneling profits back to overseas crime syndicates in China.
And that's the key point. Two key points. One, trafficking women and the money going back to China. And you're talking about some of the areas. You heard them mention Missouri. And then others in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Fishers, Indiana, in Ohio, others in other locations that would, you would expect, well, they're not really big into that. No, they are. They're looking for any way where they can hide in plain sight. Open up a massage parlor, and you're going in to get a massage. I know what some of you are thinking. You mean one with, quote, a happy ending, more than just a massage? Might well be. But these women are being abused and used. They are being held against their will. More details.
The shadows are ending. Behind the quiet storefronts and dimly lit signs, what agents uncovered during the raids was far worse than anyone expected. Inside the massage parlors, investigators found a world built on fear, isolation, and control. Victims, mostly women from China, were forced to live and work under constant surveillance, their freedom replaced by daily quotas and hidden cameras. Some slept on thin blankets behind massage tables, others in closets or storage rooms converted into makeshift dormitories. The air smelled of disinfectant and cigarette smoke, and the walls were lined with soundproofing foam to muffle the noise of constant movement. Federal officers said the scenes they encountered were not businesses but holding cells, where women were treated as replaceable assets. Most had entered the United States legally on work or student visas, then been coerced into debt bondage through threats, forged contracts, or confiscated passports. When questioned, many victims said they were told that police in America would not protect them, that their only option was obedience.
And that's what they were forced to do. Just this Monday, a former Northwest suburban massage parlor was sentenced to life in federal prison. Crimes involving sex trafficking, forced labor, harboring illegals, confiscating passports to make sure they would stick around. They were committed against women that he was mentally and physically abusing while forcing them to work for him. This guy's of Glenville, Illinois. He operated a spa in Mount Prospect, Illinois. This is the kind of stuff that goes with human trafficking brought across our border illegally. Now, some came in legally, as you heard. Then they confiscate their passport so they can't get out of the country, and they're forced to do what they tell them to do. And it's not just massaging. It's prostitution. Yesterday, as I'd mentioned, Amazon Web Services knocked out, disrupting major websites around the globe. Question: what the hell happened? And is it over now? Well, my next guest will explain what happened yesterday and, more importantly, what could happen next. Don't think this is a one-off. You're going to want to hear from my guest on that point when we continue. So stay where you are. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill, and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As I was mentioning to you, and we told you yesterday, suddenly there was a big interruption with the Amazon Web Services, disrupting major websites around the globe. My next guest is a disaster response and telecom national security spokesman for SAT-123, Chris Hoare. Chris, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
Let's begin with, what is SAT-123?
Well, SAT123.com, we basically provide satellite communications, satellite phones, satellite internet units, and solar power backup generators.
So you were certainly aware when this happened immediately. Did some of your clients or anything happen involving you?
I mean, yeah, certainly a lot of our clients were affected by this, as were millions of people around the world. But they rested easy knowing that their telecom and their internet connectivity remained on, whilst other people saw loss of all of the above.
Now, you're dealing with trading floors in London to early digital marketing in the U.S. You've been working on that. So for 24 hours, was it a full 24 hours that Amazon Web Services and their largest, most critical region were targeted with significant outage?
Yeah, I mean, it started at 3:11 a.m. yesterday morning, and it was caused by what's called DynamoDB, which is their NoSQL database. And what that does is the DNS part of that connects your domain name with an IP address. And so when you type in a domain name on the internet, it then needs to connect to an IP address so it can show the website. And when that failed, that caused millions of websites or around the world to fail. They also had a problem with their Elastic Compute cloud, which is basically a flexible cloud service that allows you to scale up and scale down your applications. But certainly there were some significant companies affected, from banks in the UK to Snapchat here in the US, and many others. Even Alexa service, Amazon's Alexa service, was in trouble. And we saw people asking, how do I turn the lights on without Alexa?
right. Yeah, and I see you make a note that also Venmo was affected, Ring was affected. I mean, none of those are, quote, at the level of national security, but our natural daily life affected, and it was just a failure of a part. Is that correct? It was not design. I mean, it was not a invasion, clandestine operation.
Well, you know, it Amazon is saying that it was a failure that it stemmed from updates to its Dynamo DB service. But, you know, companies never like to admit when they've been attacked, and I certainly don't have any information they have been. But what it does show, Larry, is how vulnerable we are, because AWS, Amazon Web Services, controls over 37% of the world cloud market, and pretty soon that's going to be over 40, maybe near 50% in short order. And it shows that we have a single point of failure, And that's what I think we need to be worried about from a national security point of view. Because if one,
Would you mind restating the percentages we're talking about?
Well, Amazon Web Services has over 37% of the world market, the world cloud market. And, you know, that's well over a third. So, you know, one region, this was the U.S. East 1 region in Virginia where this trouble stemmed from. This is Amazon's biggest data center cluster and certainly I think they're most vital in the world. But when you've got 37% of the market and you go down, you take that percentage of the market with you. And we don't know everyone who is connected to this. So obviously, Amazon keeps their customer lists private, but certainly... this was as far reaching as the UK government, whose sites went down, and UK banks were affected. There were airlines affected and so on. So this definitely caused chaos, and had the outage gone on for longer, the repercussions could have been far more widespread.
All right. And again, the response from Amazon is it was a failure of a problem. We've since mitigated it. We're good now. But yet the question remains, if that were one, an actual failure, not somebody carrying out an attack, and two, how vulnerable it shows we as a nation and a world are. Did you hear me on how vulnerable we are?
Hello.
Did they cut us off now? Maybe they jumped in and cut us off. Chris? All right, let's reestablish communications with him. I think that was just a technical glitch. I'm not going to blame anybody trying to shut down our interview with him, but let's reestablish and call him back if necessary. This failure did involve elevated error rates across multiple core services, as they said, in the U.S. regions, particularly Northern Virginia, and significant hours-long outage. You might have noticed that, even with some of your facilities, and maybe you talked to relatives in that region that had an outage. All right, Chris, we lost you, and I don't know that Amazon had anything to do with it, but my question was, they want to claim it was a one-off, it was a technical glitch. You have suspicions. I think we all have suspicions. We got all of this stuff out there, and the grid has grown increasingly important for everything.
Yeah, look, I mean, I certainly am always suspicious when we have such a large outage. We have a lot of people around the world who spend a tremendous amount of time and money trying to attack our infrastructure. But look, whether or not it was an attack or a legitimate outage caused by a software update, you know, we need to understand that we can't, in my opinion, as a country, be so dependent on one company and one service.
You point out that you believe cloud dependence is now a public safety issue. For the most of us, cloud, I see them in the sky, but that's not what we're talking about. How is that going to be a big safety issue?
Well, I mean, pretty much everything we do is controlled via the internet, via software programs, from the electric grid to water supply to telecommunications to emergency services. So everything is dependent on some kind of cloud somewhere. And again, Amazon has done a great job rolling up this market with 37% of the world market under their under their control. But you should never be that dependent, I don't believe, on one company for so many vital services and other kind of financial operations.
You're listening to Chris Hoare, disaster response and telecom national security spokesman for SAT-123. So Amazon primarily, help me if I'm wrong on this, it primarily dealing with consumers and standard citizens, but yet we have a lot of businesses relying on it as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, Amazon's revenue last year was around $650 billion, and about $100 billion of that came from their cloud business, AWS, but it accounted for 58% of their profit. So, look, they make more money from cloud services than they do from what you and I buy, you know, on Amazon Prime every day. That's kind of a...
Definitely. Believe
some of us might have saved money.
I've never approached that amount of spending. I never will. But what does this tie in any way to national security issues and our infrastructure for cities and counties and lights and things of that nature?
Yes, I mean, certainly does. There's no question that Amazon provides government services, government contracts. You know, we don't necessarily know who those are. But with pretty much everything relying on the cloud these days for its operations, from the power grid again to telecom networks and emergency response, we need to be worried about when the cloud goes down, because Amazon is not just a mom and pop supply store on the corner. They supply vital cloud services to numerous companies that power this country and around the world. You know, that's why we saw banks affected yesterday. We saw airlines affected yesterday. So, you know, whilst it might be annoying that Snapchat is down, there are much more vital services that Amazon provides. They do a great job at it most of the time. But, you know, I don't think all of our eggs in one basket here is the right move.
I agree with that. In the simplest terms, what is the cloud, so everybody has a clear understanding?
Basically, the servers are at a different location than you. We used to store everything on our computers, on our hard drives. We had those big towers at home. Now we store data on the cloud, which is servers that are at data centers. And Amazon has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of data centers around the world. Their biggest data cluster is called US East 1 in Virginia, where they have around 75 data centers. And through that, they are providing vital communications, data storage, data compute, and so on for applications that certainly.
Yeah, to your knowledge, is the Pentagon or military services connected to this?
I mean, I can't speak directly as to what they use, but certainly governments, like private companies and private citizens, all rely on the cloud in one form or another. You know, so whether it's Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure or others, you know, we are all reliant on the cloud. But the problem is that all of this cloud computing is concentrated amongst, you know, three or four, you know, massive companies. And if any one of those companies is in trouble, then that has a cascading effect around the world. Because even if you don't completely rely on one service such as AWS, if any part of your platform relies on AWS and they fail, then you have a domino effect around the world.
All right, Chris, obviously we're going to get back with you in the future, because this will happen again, I have no doubt. I want to thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks so much, Ari.
You bet. Chris Hoare, Disaster Response Telecom National Security Spokesman. Keep in mind, too, the electric grid is connected in many cases. If you don't have electric, you can't pump gas, you can't pump water. You didn't think about that? Yeah. We are very vulnerable on different levels. Coming up, dealing with another issue, and that is the shutdown.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Shutdowns are different the second time around when it comes to Donald Trump. Take a look here. You know, we speak about Donald Trump shutdowns, net approval rating. We're talking 20 days into it. In 2018/2019, Donald Trump's net approval rating was already falling. The shutdown was eating into his popular support. It was down 3 points already at this particular point and would fall considerably more. It was very much on the decline. You come over to this side of the screen. This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of this shutdown.
Yeah. That was Harry Enten of CNN. And I think that they know when they put him on, that they, oh my God, he's going to rip us a new one, which he does many times, talking about how great Trump is doing. But they think, see, when I was showing that we're balanced, one guy and one report is not balanced. But the bottom line is, I'm glad they're doing it. And he's pointing out exactly what you heard as to how great the view is of Trump with this shutdown. It has always been the attitude, we're going to blame the Republicans generally. We're now on the 21st day of the government shutdown. And as I'd mentioned earlier, the approach on CNN on their opening page is, I'll just read it to you, their analysis. What's happening to end the government shutdown? Nothing. Well, that's not correct. That is not correct. We have made different efforts, numerous efforts, to try to bring an end to it. But the Democrats, led by Schumer, they do not want to play ball. Speaker Mike Johnson.
And it's also important for us to note, this is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt, and it's the first time it's been done, and it is the most costly, most selfish, most dangerous political stunt in the history of the United States Congress, because as we have stood here day after day after day explaining all the Americans who are being harmed by this nonsense. And the Senate Democrats have zero shame about this. They don't have any shame at all about the pain that they're inflicting upon hardworking families, upon soldiers and law enforcement officers and veterans and the elderly and the disabled and women, infants, and children. Services to all those categories and paychecks to those folks are being stalled because Democrats are playing games.
They are, and they want you to believe that the Obamacare money and plans, which are really not that good for Americans, I think out of 300 and what are we, is our census now, 320 million Americans, there might be 20 to 25 million Americans on the Obamacare plan. Most have walked away from it. And as far as the expiration of the Obama plan, which officially labeled the Affordable Care Act, even CNN host Jake Tapper pushed back on Congressman Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, about the expiration. He said, in discussing it, Raskin said, I've not heard any Democrats, none who have said to me, oh, let's just allow this terrible Republican policy to go forward so we can beat them next year. And Tapper said, Congressman, you called it a terrible Republican policy? Democrats are the ones who put this in the end date of the COVID era Obama premium extensions, not Republicans. Did you hear what I said? Let me repeat it again. Tapper calling him out and saying, The Democrats put that end date in there, not Republicans. And to that extent, he added, Democrat colleagues lobbied 5 to 10 Republicans in the House to support you. He said, if they did that, would it pass? No real response from Raskin. But the bottom line is, again, they want to put all the blame for the shutdown. That's why they're going to play it out. And while Chuck Schumer has stuck his neck out, he is not just over his skis. He is falling into the pit, grabbing for anything he can. If he can grab one leg of AOC or anyone else, he will hang on. He thinks. But that leg will be kicking him off because they want him gone, and AOC may well primary him. That is exactly why this shutdown is underway. And they manufacture all the noise about, well, the Republicans are going to be cheating everybody that needs Obamacare. Let me restate for you. Out of 320 million Americans, if that number is correct, I could be off a little bit. Oh, I just saw a birth pop up. 320 blah, 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 plus one. There are maybe 20 to 22 million Americans actually on the Obamacare plan. And it's going to end by the set date Democrats themselves wrote into the plan. But Harry Enten again said, this time around, he said, we continue to see that compared to previously, everybody was willing to blame Trump, but the latest surveys say not this time.
What about the question of blame? Okay, you see here, you see Donald Trump's net approval rating was down 2018 to 2019. You talk about 2025 as net approval rating is up. It comes down to the blame game, a game I loved to play when I was younger. Blame Trump for the shutdown, a great deal. In 2018/2019, 61% more than 3 in 5 Americans blame Trump a great deal for that particular shutdown. You come over to this side of the screen, look at this. It's a different world. 48% of Americans blame Trump a great deal for this particular shutdown. So it's more than 3 in 5 back in 2018/2019. It's less than half, a drop of 13 points. Again, it's no real wonder that Donald Trump at this point, looking at the shutdown, says, you know what? It's not actually harming me politically, in large part because he's getting less of the blame.
And he's doing things differently during this shutdown.
Yes, exactly right. You know,
he's doing them exactly right. That's Harry Enten, CNNN. And that's targeting the CNNN blanket audience right in their face. Are they listening? Are they hearing? Do they consume? Do they understand? Or they just think he's a shill? I don't care how they want to view him. The facts are there. You can't deny them. And he's pointing them out. These surveys are showing that. Again, that the latest survey that while Trump got the blame in the 2018, less than half of Americans are blaming Trump this time. The American Association of Senior Citizens, they put out that Trump is doing everything he can to deliver for American seniors who deliver the best modern medicine has to offer. Now, again, that's an organization, the American Association of Senior Citizens. So do not listen to the leftists who proclaim he wants to push grandma off the cliff. You remember that video that they did at one point? And he wants to steal food from the mouths of babies. Not true. They are all lies, fabricated, embellished, repackaged, sold again. New wrapping. Well, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said, pretty much what we let you hear some of yesterday, he said, the shutdown issue, it's on the Democrats.
Schumer comes up and says, wait a minute. I'm going to vote and tell all my people to vote to shut this sucker down unless you give us $1.5 trillion and we'll tell you how to spend it. Well, I think I told the press my mama didn't raise a fool. And if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that. And no Republican was. And President Trump wasn't going to support it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're in a shutdown. We haven't asked for a damn thing. All we have asked for is to keep government open while we negotiate a budget. Mm-hmm. And Schumer wants all this stuff. Dream Weaver is what I said to Chuck the other day. So I need this and I need that. You know, put down the bomb. We're just going to stay shut down.
Yeah, we just stay shut down. Republicans have made offers. That we'll give you an extension on Obamacare. We'll give you a one-year extension. Will that make you happy? No. You guys shut everything down. We don't want to deal with you. They don't want to play. They want the American people to suffer. They want you to suffer, and blame Donald Trump. Not going to happen. I had a commentary running through today dealing with Corinne Jean-Pierre. You remember her, obviously. KJP, the White House spokeswoman. As she was proud to point out, I am the first black queer press spokeswoman for the White House. Yep, she was right. She won on those points. And on the podium, she was an absolute mess. Well, she was on with Colbert at one point, and Colbert was talking about, you know, all these stories we were getting about Biden. We were never really getting the true story, and you were there, and you could have called it. Colbert's basically challenger, and to her credit, and I'm going to give KGP credit, she pushed back that story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I got to see Joe Biden almost every day. And this is a question that I take very seriously. No one has ever said he hasn't aged. No one ever said that. He would make jokes about it. He would acknowledge it. And he would say, yes, I know I don't speak this as well as I used to. I don't walk as well as I used to. No one is saying that he didn't age.
I don't think anybody questioned his heart or his policies.
Well, not even,
but it takes more than that to be the president of the United States. And in a moment of great pressure on stage, we saw someone shock us and worry us. And nothing could assuage that worry. So I don't think it was necessarily a betrayal of Joe Biden, as other people saying, we don't think we were shown Joe Biden,
Stephen,
that you saw.
I saw every day a really ugly assault on someone who had 50 plus years of experience and who, again, objectively had done a good job as president of the United States.
I don't think it was necessarily a betrayal of Joe Biden, as other people saying, we don't think we were shown Joe Biden,
Stephen,
that you saw.
And no one is saying that the debate performance wasn't shocking, wasn't a disappointment. No one is saying
disappointment is such a light term.
I use your words.
It was harrowing.
I use your words.
Okay. Look, listen, we're never going to agree on this.
We're not.
Other than the fact that I'm glad that you came here tonight.
Adios. Curtain yanker back. I've got to give the woman credit for standing up to him, saying, I repeated your own words. And we're not denying that he was getting older. He even joked and admitted it. But, of course, she lied to the American people about how great he still was. That's the issue as far as I'm concerned. And she's admitting, yes, he was getting older. We all will. We're not immortal. We will all have that time coming. Believe me. But she did stand up to Colbert and say, you guys weren't giving him a lot of credit for where she thought he should get credit. Now, I'm not going to buy her story entirely. You understand that. But I'm also accepting what she is saying as fact. You get older, you begin to lose certain faculties to some extent, mental, physical, both. But the problem is she had, is they knew he had these issues, and they kept putting him up for president, and then they stabbed, as her words in another conversation, stabbed him in the back, basically making him absolutely worthless, and kicked him out of the way for Kamala to come in. And she said she could no longer stomach being in the Democrat Party. That is a big part of today's commentary I had today. I'm sorry if you missed it. My commentaries run three times a day. Around 7:30 in the Mike Ferguson Show, and 12:03 in the Jamie Allman Hour, and then 3:30 in the Tony Colombo Show. So you got three different opportunities to catch these commentaries. And everyone is an award winner, I say. You might disagree. Well, listen, and you make your decision then. But I was pointing out that she said, I can no longer stomach the Democrat Party. Now, what does that tell you? And she can't do it because she said what they did to Joe Biden. In the meantime, we've got all these folks out there waging war against our ICE agents. One of them is out of Chicago, a college administrator, and he says, you got to grab a gun. You got to grab a gun. ICE agent's going to get shot and wiped out. That guy should be locked up, and he has been locked up previously for similar remarks. It needs to happen again. Let me balance that with this fact. The Wall Street Journal reporting, Bible sales soared 36% in September compared to the same month in 2024. The relationship, Charlie Kirk was assassinated September 10. Bible sales up 36%. Young people and elders going back to the Bible. Good. So what did you learn this hour you didn't know when we began? You're going to learn more in our next hour, I promise you. And do not forget our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.